we are discussing the life of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And when we look at his significant personal traits, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's personality contained all the traits of a leader. We look at what he contained. He had strong belief in Allah. He had knowledge of the Sharia. He trusted Allah. He acted as a true role model. He had truthfulness, efficiency, bravery, chivalry, asceticism, love of sacrifice, humility, sincere acceptance of advice, forbearance, patience, high aspirations, resolve and a strong will, justice, ability to solve problems. These are all some of the qualities Allah had given him, the ability to be a wise leader, and enabled him to protect the Muslim state by suppressing the uprising that had come about during the time of his Khilafah. Now, one of the outstanding traits was his knowledge and the ability to instruct and teach others. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is regarded as one of the senior scholars of the Quran and the Ahadith. And his independent legal conclusions in the areas of court rulings, finance, welfare, these are all extraordinary. He was very eager to follow the guidance of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well as the path of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu narrates that Ubaidullah ibn Adi ibn al-Khiyar told him that Al-Miswar ibn Makhrama and Abdurrahman bin Aswad bin Yaghuth said to them that, "Why don't you speak to your uncle Uthman, the commander of the faithful, about Walid bin Uqba, even though everyone is talking about what he has done?" And Ubaidullah said that, "I went to the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Sayyidina Uthman, and he had left for his salah. And I said to him, 'I want you to listen to something. It is advice for you.' And Sayyidina Uthman said to him that, 'I seek refuge in Allah from you.' And Ubaidullah says, 'I went away. Later, I sat with Miswar and Ibn Abi Yaghuth after the salah, and I told him what I had said to Sayyidina Uthman, what he said, and they said, "You have done your duty." And then Ubaidullah says, "I was sitting with them, and a messenger came in Uthman, that Uthman came to fetch me. And they said, 'Allah is surely trying you.' Ubaidullah says, "I went with him, and when I reached Sayyidina Uthman, I asked, or he asked it, 'What is the advice you want to give me?' And Ubaidullah said, "I recited the testimony of faith, La ilaha illallah. Said Allah had sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam truth and revealed his book. You are amongst those who answered the call of Allah and his messenger and witnessed the guidance. Everyone is talking about Al-Walid bin Uqba, what he has done." Now, he had consumed alcohol. So, Ubaidullah bin Adi ibn al-Khiyar was mentioning this to Sayyidina Uthman and saying that everyone is talking about this and it is your duty to implement the prescribed legal punishment. So, Sayyidina Uthman said to Ubaidullah that, "Oh, nephew, did you see the messenger?" And Ubaidullah replied that, "No, but the same knowledge that he conveyed with certainty, which even reached those who sat in their homes, the virgin girls in their homes, has also reached me." And then Sayyidina Uthman recited the khutbah, and then he said, "Allah sent certainly Muhammad with the truth, and I was amongst those who answered the call and his messenger and believed in what Muhammad had sent. Was sent with." Sayyidina Uthman went on and said that, "I migrated both times, achieved kinship with Allah's messenger by marriage and pledged my allegiance to him. But Allah never disobeyed or cheated him until Allah had taken his soul. Then when Sayyidina Abu Bakr became the Khalif, we pledged our allegiance to him. But Allah never disobeyed him or cheated him until Allah took my soul. Then when Sayyidina Umar became Khalif, Allah never disobeyed him or cheated him until Allah took his soul. Then Allah appointed me as a Khalif. Am I not entitled to the same from you that they were entitled to from me?" These were powerful words from Sayyidina Uthman. And Ubaidullah ibn Adi said to Sayyidina Uthman, "Certainly, yes, you are." And then Sayyidina Uthman said that, "What are the statements of the people about whom you are telling me with regards to Al-Walid? We shall, inshallah, handle him as dictated by justice." And Al-Walid was lashed 40 times. Ali radiallahu anhu was ordered to carry out the lashing. So what we learn from this is the knowledge that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had with regards to the Quran, the understanding in this regard. And then we look further. Sayyidina Uthman stayed close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, thus he benefited greatly from the knowledge and guidance of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, being amongst the senior Sahaba. He knew how to instruct people in an effective manner, to teach them their duties, and to make them understand his opinion, which was formed as the result of his in-depth knowledge and experience. And this enabled Sayyidina Uthman to improve the deen of Islam at that time, meaning to take it further in the fields of propagation, in the form of education, in the field of welfare. And some of the skills of Sayyidina Uthman was in his instructions, and this was evident at the speech that he had given when he just became the Khalif. He began by praising Allah and sending salutations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then he said to the Sahaba and those who were present, "You are in a transit realm, and live what is left of your life, so hurry to do good while you still can, in order to prepare for the moment you die. Death will come to you, whether in the morning or in the evening. This world is full of delusion, do not let it deceive you, and let not the great deceiver fool you regarding Allah. Take heed of those before you, then take the matter seriously and do not become unmindful. Where are those who tilled the land and populated it and enjoyed this world for so long? Did it not expel them? Throw away this world as Allah has thrown it away, and seek the year after. Allah has given the finest example in His word, وَضْرِبْ لَوْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And Allah presents the example of the life of this world, it being like rain which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of this earth mingles it, and then it becomes dry remnants scattered by the wind. Allah is ever over all things, perfect in ability, wealth and children. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayatid dunya. These are the adornments of this worldly life. Wal-baqiyatu salihat. But the enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for one's hope." So this was the speech that Sayyidina Uthman had delivered at the time when he became a Khalif. And what we can see is the focus of the speech of the third Khalif was to encourage people to seek the pleasure of Allah and to abstain from vanities. And this was a suitable topic at this time, since Islam had become widespread around the world and there was numerous conquests at this era. Wealth was abundant. People, especially those who were not the companions, began to compete with one another in acquiring wealth. And this was very apt for the situation. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu narrated a hadith from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from which the whole ummah had benefited. Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn As-Sulami told us about a hadith that he heard from Sayyidina Uthman and acted upon it. And Sa'd bin Ubaidah radiallahu anhu narrates from Abdurrahman bin Auf, who narrates that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنُ وَعَلَّمَهُ خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنُ. The best of you is one who learns the Quran and teaches it. And Abdurrahman bin Auf, who taught the Quran from the era of Sayyidina, in fact, from the era of Sayyidina Uthman until the era of Al-Hajjaj, said that this hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, this hadith makes me take this position. And there's also a narration in Shu'ab al-Iman that Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf states that it is this hadith that makes me take this position, and that's why he used to teach the Qur'an. It was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's habit to narrate a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to circumstances. And there were various ahadiths that he had narrated on various instances. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu once performed wudu on the pavement and then said, "I will relate to you a hadith I've heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wait not for a verse of the book of Allah, I would not relate it to you. I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whoever performs wudu and does it well, and then enters the salah and performs it, will be forgiven for the time between his prayer and the performance of the next one." Now that was one of the ahadiths that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu narrated. Another one on the topic of wudu, Umran ibn Aban has narrated from Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu that he called for water and performed wudu. He rinsed his mouth, his nose, he washed his face three times. He washed each part. He washed his forearms three times. He washed his head, his feet. And then he started to laugh And everyone asked him, why are you... And then he said, will you not ask me why I laughed? And they said, oh, Nabi, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, what made you laugh? And he said, I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam call for water near this very place and perform wudu just as I did. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam laughed. And he then said, will you not ask me why I am laughing? And the Sahaba said, oh, Nabi Allah, tell us. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when someone calls for wudu for his wudu and washes his face, Allah removes every sin he has committed with his face. And when he washes his forearms, the same takes place. And when he wipes his head, the same takes place. And if he purifies his feet, the same takes place. So that was an incident of Sayyidina Uthman and the hadith that he narrated. On the topic of wudu also, he narrated a hadith which states that the Messenger said, whenever someone completes his wudu in the way that Allah, the Mighty and Sublime, has commanded him and performs the prescribed salah, the prescribed salah compensates for what occurs between them. So whatever sins a person may have committed between Asr and Maghrib, if you make your wudu perfectly, that salah and the wudu becomes a means of expiation of those sins. Sayyidina Uthman also once called for water, and while he was at his seat, first he poured some water on his right hand and washed it. Then he put his right hand into the vessel and washed his hand 3 times. After that he washed his face 3 times, so rinsed his mouth, his nose, and then he washed his forearms up to the elbows 3 times. And then he wiped his head, and finally he washed his feet up to the ankles 3 times. And after he did that, he said, I heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, whoever performs a wudu just like I did and then performs 2 units of salah without letting his thoughts wander during them, Allah will forgive his previous sins. And this is recorded by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahumullah. And this is an authentic narration. Some of the other hadith that Sayyidina Uthman had narrated, he says that I heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, I know some words which when said sincerely from the heart will cause a person to be protected from Jahannam. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said to him, shall I tell you what they are? They are the words of sincerity which Allah has, the holy and the exalted, has made binding. Wa alzamahum karimat taqwa. They are the words of taqwa that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried to make his uncle Abu Talib utter when he was dying. It's nothing other than the testimony of La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those were profound words that were shared, the words of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Uthman also narrated that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever dies knowing that there is no true God but Allah will enter into paradise. It is Al-Harith Mawla Uthman, the freed slave of Uthman, who said that one day Sayyidina Uthman was sitting down and we were sitting with him, and when the Muazzin came to him and called for a vessel of water, this particular individual, Al-Harith, says that it may have been a half or three quarter a litre, and Sayyidina Uthman performed wudu with that, and he said, I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam perform wudu like this. And after that he said, whoever performs a wudu like the one and performs the dhuhr, the midday salah, will be forgiven for whatever occurred between Fajr and Dhuhr. And he performs the Asr Salah, whatever is committed between Asr and Dhuhr will be forgiven. And when he performs the Maghrib Salah, whatever was committed between Asr and Maghrib will be forgiven. And when he performs the Isha Salah, whatever was committed between Maghrib and Isha will be forgiven. And then he may spend the night sleeping, and if he gets up for Fajr Salah, forgiven for whatever occurred between it, the Isha and the Fajr Salah. These are the good deeds that erase the bad ones. Inna al-hasanat yudhibn al-sayat. These are the good deeds that erase the bad ones. And someone said, these are good deeds, but what are the things that endure? And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said that, La ilaha illallah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These are words that endure. So these were some of the ahadith that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had shared, and it gives us insight on his love for knowledge of deen, love for the Quran, his active participation in the propagation of deen, and the great role that he played in the spread of the deen of Islam.